Greetings. Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to the Mind of God program. Brought to you on www.thinkaboutit.org. Not think about it, but this is Ebonics. We love Ebonics on this program. www.thinkaboutit.org. The date of this recording is September the 5th, 2010. And we are yet in the book of Revelation, and we're going to go to the scripture. Oh yeah, I have to tell you that we are yet endeavoring to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. You may contact me by emailing me at yahlove, yahlove, yahlove at comcast.net. We're yet in the book of Revelation. We're going to move to the scripture, and we're going to remind ourselves that the book of Revelation is code language, C-O-D-E, code language. The book of Revelation is written to the oppressed. The book of Revelation offers redemption and salvation to the oppressed, and warning and judgment to the oppressor. Written by our African ancestors, this whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, Revelation attributed to the revolutionary African Apostle John, is written like our ancestors did in America during the time of slavery. We had a code language, symbolic language, that the slave master, the oppressor, could not understand. But we, the oppressed, we, the slave, could understand. We were singing, "Steal Away" to Jesus. Well, the slave master thought we were just talking about Jesus like he taught us to think about Jesus. But we were saying to ourselves, "It's time for the meeting, y'all. Let's quietly walk away to the meeting for freedom, because Jesus means liberty and deliverance." So this book of Revelation is written to the oppressed, to the victims of the Roman Empire, to give our ancestors, because the first Christians were African people, the knowledge to navigate in the wicked Roman Empire and organize for freedom, justice, and equality. So, and Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, is the template for the book of Revelation. That philosophy arising out of Africa, Egypt, our ancestors. Let us go to verse 5 and pick it up there. "And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." We're going to teach above and beyond the way that we have been taught about our revolutionary African Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua Mashiach. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us truthfully that Jesus means justice, and Christ is the crusher. And I bear him witness, and I say that he has taught the absolute truth that is yet being taught by my minister, Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam. That was taught by our ancestor minister, Malcolm X, Ilhaj Malik, El Shabazz. The word Jesus coming from Yahshua, means deliverer, means liberator, means health and wealth. All of those meanings that teach us that we need to be delivered and liberated from that one that has stolen our health and our wealth, the privatized and parasitic system called capitalism, created by the Illuminati Masonic Order, by the Roman Empire, by the ruling class and ruling families now ruling through the Roman British American Empire today. The word Christ, Christos, coming from Karest in Egypt, coming from Masiach in the African Hebrew, having to do with being anointed with the spirit and power to resurrect and raise up your spirit mind and spirit soul, that you may have the power to crush the wicked system of the ruling class and ruling families. The ancient African Hebrew kings, when they were anointed with that oil representing our mother, the Holy Spirit, were being anointed with the power to crush the oppressor and offer salvation and redemption to the oppressed. So, black man and woman, Elijah Muhammad also taught us that you and me, we are the messianic people. We are the Jesus people. We have been missioned and co-missioned with the mission of crushing the oppressor with justice, with the knowledge to deliver the poor, the afflicted, and the needy, and to that knowledge that would deliver the oppressed from the hand of the oppressor. We are the first begotten of dead humanity, the black man and woman, the Africans in Africa and the diaspora. We are the first born of God. We are the first descendants of God. We are the original people of the earth. We are that first people of light, that first people of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And it is our messianic job, our messianic duty, to use that knowledge, that wisdom, that African knowledge and wisdom and understanding, the African science of revolution that you read of in your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is our duty to use that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to resurrect the human family and to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed from the hands of the oppressor, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 5, chapter 1, the book of Revelation. Elijah Muhammad also taught us, and taught us well, that our leaders are messiahs. From Gabriel Prosser to Denmark Vesey, to our Caucasian brother John Brown, to Nat Turner, to Toussaint Louverture in Haiti, to Jean-Jacques Dessalines, to sisters like Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Fannie Lou Hamer, to Paul Robeson, to Booker T. Washington, to W.E.B. Du Bois, to Dr. King, to Malcolm X, to Elijah Muhammad, to Marcus Garvey. These are our modern day messiahs. These are our modern day Jesuses, who not only died, but lived. My minister Louis Farrakhan calls us to know and understand that the blood not only stands for the death, but that blood stands also for the life lived by the Messiah. You see, the Messiah desires to be manifested within your and my personality. And J. Edgar Hoover called our leaders black messiahs and said that he would work night and day to prevent the rise of another black Messiah, because J. Edgar Hoover, being a 33rd degree Mason, a part of the Illuminati Masonic Order, knew that we black people of the West, stolen from Africa, stolen from our kith and kin in Africa, were and are the true messianic people. We were and are the true descendants of Abraham that would be afflicted for 400 years, and we would come out with great substance, and God would visit us in the person of those leaders that I named, and we would begin to go for freedom. This is you, black man and woman, and our leaders once again shed their blood and washed us from our sins in their own blood. The Messiah manifested in our leaders, shedding of blood, washing us from our sins. What is the sin that we were to be washed from? The sin of idolatry, the sin of covetousness. Covetousness is idolatry. Covetousness is wanting and desiring that which is not yours, and going about to get that which you desire using wicked means. The Roman British American Empire is idolatrous and covetous, and have used warfare and the shedding of blood to steal land, wealth, and resources. An idol is made up of diamonds and rubies and pearls and wood and stone and iron and so on. And all of those minerals are found in the earth. So when you see the Bible speaking of idolatry, this is what the Bible is speaking of. The thieving of land, wealth, and resources, taking of that which is not yours, and using bloodshed to do it. Our Messiahs always told us not to think in the way of the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, who go about the earth shedding blood and taking land, wealth, and resources, diamonds and rubies and pearls and whatnot, those items that make up idols. Our leaders, our Messiahs in this time, always said, don't think in that way. That was the washing us from our sins in the blood of the Messiah, in the person of our Messiahs and Christs in this time. Verse 6, Christ, talking about Christ, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is so interesting, because this is the time of Caesar. This is the time of Rome, the Roman Empire. And only Caesar was considered the king. As a matter of fact, Caesar was called Lord, Savior, Redeemer, bringer of civilization, bringer of the kingdom of God in heaven, to earth, to the people, and civilizer and benefactor of the people. So when we see, and the teaching from Rome, from the ruling class, was that if you were not a part of the ruling class, the elite, then you were nothing. And so they came into Africa, came into the so-called Middle East. And in the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the Roman Caesar and the elite's ruling class raised up the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and made them leaders in the African Hebrew Israelite nation. Caused them to be Uncle Toms, to rule on behalf of the wicked Caesar and ruling class and families of Rome, so that Rome could continue to plunder and rape and kill and destroy. And so if you weren't a part of that raised elite class, or if you were not a part of the ruling class and ruling families of Rome, if you were not Caesar, then you were nothing and you were nobody. But the revolutionary divine African apostle John says in verse 6 of the first chapter of the book of Revelation that Christ has made us kings. You see, the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth, as preached by Jesus and John and the apostles, is a threat to the Roman Empire, was a threat to Caesar and the ruling class and ruling families. But in that kingdom, brought by Christ and through Christ, who is anointed to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families through the power of the Father, Amen, and the Mother, Amenet. We who are deemed nothing are made kings, and I'm going to say queens, and not only priests, but priestesses. We are made kings and queens and princes and princesses and priests and priestesses through Christ, through justice being given to the oppressed, and judgment and warning on the oppressor. This is so wonderful. Christ comes to crush the Roman, British, American Empire and system of classism, racism, genderism, and religiousism, meaning hatred on religion. Christ comes to crush that wicked system. Moving on to verse 7. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. This is the revolutionary interpretation of the reality of the book of Revelation. This is the African science of revolution. And let me pause and say once again, you're listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to the Mind of God program on www.thinkaboutit.org. The date of this recording is September the 5th, 2010. Now, in verse 7, cometh with the clouds. Christ is coming. He's the Son of God, S-O-N, but he's coming like the S-U-N of God. What we must realize is that our African ancestors, and these are not just the ancestors of black people, the African ancestors are the ancestors of the whole human family, the original people of the earth. Our African ancestors taught that the whole universe symbolized the truth of God. The whole universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, symbolized Maya, truth, justice, and righteousness. So the S-U-N of God symbolizes the S-O-N of God. Because the S-U-N of God gives physical light and physical life, or aids physical life, so the S-O-N of God gives us spiritual light and spiritual life that translates into the best of physical life. And so as the sun rises, it's teaching us of the resurrection of light, the rising of light, the rising of life, because the system is a system that takes light and uses the light to kill and destroy. Those who call themselves Illuminati are wickedly wise and use knowledge to kill. But Christ comes to use knowledge to resurrect and to give life. And so Christ, behold, he cometh with clouds. He's coming like the S-U-N. He's coming in clouds. Our brother Ashra Kwesi, who you must look up this brother and get all his tapes and audios and videos, has done great work along with his wife Mariwa Kwesi. And you will see this on my summary page, the names of these sisters and brothers, so that you may do the research on their work. But this brother Ashra Kwesi has done great research into Africa and the symbolism of Africa, and has taught us, and I love giving credit to teachers who are teaching the truth. Ashra Kwesi has taught us that the African ancestors taught that heavens symbolize knowledge. And you will recall in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, I believe it is, that the heavens declare. Well, Well, nothing, what is it to declare, to speak, to teach, to give knowledge? So, the heavens declare, the heavens are alive. Nothing dead can declare anything, but the heavens are alive and declare truth. Declare the handiwork of the Most High. When you examine creation, you can see the handiwork of the Most High. You can learn knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So heavens declare. Heavens, the Africans taught, symbolized knowledge. And by extension, symbolize wisdom. And since the heavens are blue, then blue becomes the color that symbolizes knowledge. Now the Africans, our African ancestors, are the original people of knowledge and freely gave that knowledge to the human family and used knowledge to resurrect the human family. Black man and woman, you are the direct descendants of God. You are the messianic people. You are the Jesus Christ people. And it is not for vanity. It is for us to know our identity and our mission and use that knowledge found all over creation, the universe, the heavens, that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of our African ancestors, African culture, African history, African language, African traditional religion. We're to use that knowledge to resurrect the human family. Now, the Masonic order and the fraternal order of the police use the color blue in their symbolisms, in their metaphorical, allegorical, symbolical teachings. But this is stolen knowledge from Africa. Your African ancestors taught the world that the heavens and the color blue symbolizes knowledge. And so now we see that in the Masonic order, the fraternal order of the police, these branches of the Illuminati Masonic order that use knowledge to kill and steal and destroy. That's the work of Satan. These are not true Illuminatis. These are devils. We are the real illuminated ones that will use light and knowledge for justice and equality. Now my minister, Louis Farrakhan, looking into the knowledge, began to teach that the heavens of the body is the mind. The mind symbolizes the heavens of the body. When you look at how the heavens control the earth, the mind controls the body. So the mind is like the heavens, and the mind needs knowledge. And so we are trying to teach ourselves knowledge and gain knowledge of who? Jesus. Jesus means justice. Christ means anointed to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families, this wicked system of Rome, Britain, and America, this mystery Babylon that our Garveyite Rastafari sisters and brothers said that you are living in Babylon. Rome, America, and Britain. Babylon. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the same, that this wilderness of North America is Babylon. Continuing in the symbolism of verse 7, the Africans in Africa and the diaspora, the black man and woman, as taught to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we are they who were pierced. That verse 7, and they also which pierced him, pierced Christ, pierced Jesus, pierced the Messiah, pierced the messianic people. You are the messianic people, and you have been pierced by the Roman, British, American, mystery Babylon Empire. Now that word pierced in the Greek language, because the New Testament, although compiled by Africans, was written out of the African Hebrew language, African Egyptian language, and given to the people of Greece that they may come out of wicked behavior and understand the truth that we are speaking to resurrect not just black but the whole human family. So that word pierced is the number 2759 in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Greek side. as the New Testament was written in the Greek language. But that word pierced, the root to that is kentron. And that word kentron in the Greek carries the meaning of the stinging of bees and scorpions and locusts, the death sting, or a deadly weapon. And we know our experience in America. We know that the ruling class and ruling families have consistently stung us with the system of oppression. Also, that word kentron carries the meaning of an iron goad that is used to urge oxen and beasts of burden. So that iron goad that is used by the slave master and the overseer to strike the beast was also used to strike us and our ancestors. When you look at the colonialism and transatlantic slave trade, you begin to understand that we are they, the messianic people, that were pierced by this no good rotten system. Those who created this no good rotten system, the transatlantic slave trade and all the hell that our ancestors went through. Elijah Muhammad told us that the problem of the world is rooted in the problem of the black man and woman of the West, stolen from Africa, stolen from our kith and kin in Africa, and by extension, the problem that has occurred in Africa by our kith and kin in Africa, colonialism and the transatlantic slave trade, giving you this worldwide system of privatized and parasitic capitalism. Until this problem is dealt with, the world will never know peace. Verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Black man and woman, Africans in Africa and the diaspora, you are the Jesus messianic people. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the first and original direct descendants of God. Elijah Muhammad said to us that it is now time to accept our own and be ourselves. The African ancestors in Egypt said, know thyself. It is time now for us to come to the understanding that we are that messianic people. We are the true Jew, the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. And it is our duty to become servants of the human family, servants of the oppressed, and wake up the messianic spirit in the poor black, brown, red, and yellow, and poor white, and wake up that messianic spirit in the oppressed. It is time now for us to understand our mission is the same mission of Jesus the Christ, and do the work that will require us to study and come to this understanding and wake up the masses of the people. Verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John is letting us know that he has suffered tribulation, which means oppression from the oppressor. Who is the orchestrator of that oppression? Caesar. Why? Because Jesus, through his disciples, was teaching kingdom, the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. And that word kingdom in the Greek means authority to rule. So Caesar taught that only he had the authority to rule in the Roman Empire. But Jesus said no. Jesus said that Jesus has that authority. Christ has that authority. And he, being the Christ, is giving that same authority to his disciples. And the disciples were to give that same authority to the oppressed. And this is why John was exiled by Caesar to the Isle of Patmos. because he was preaching against Caesar and Rome, preaching Jesus as justice and Christ as the crusher, who gives us the authority to crush today's modern day ruling class and ruling families. All of our messiahs, from Denmark V.C. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, John Brown, Paul Robeson, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Medgar Evers, all of them taught us in a way that we would have the authority to override and overrule today's ruling class and ruling families, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Wall Street and bankers, the heads of educational, governmental, and financial institutions, the Fraternal Order of the Police, the CIA, the FBI, all of those, the World Trade Organization, World Bank Organization, International Monetary Fund, all of those who make up the power structure of the ruling class and ruling families, known and called in the Bible as the wicked ones, who get their power from the devil, as they are demons who have been dispatched to kill and steal and destroy. Our leaders, our modern day Jesuses and Messiahs, said to us that we have the authority. We are to facilitate the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, as we live and advocate and free the oppressed. The poor, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. The poor, the afflicted, the needy, the fatherless, the widows, those sisters and brothers who every day are being crushed by this wicked system. We have that authority, and we must teach this teaching correctly to give authority on earth in this time. You have been listening to the Mind of God program, and I say to you, be blessed and study and think deeply and understand the African science of revolution. Understand the Mind of God. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.